This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. After days of delays, the UN Security Council has passed a resolution on aid to Gaza. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It's a watered-down resolution calling for speeding up aid deliveries to Gaza civilians.
We must find a path forward to end the misery.
But the resolution does not include the original call for also suspending hostilities between Israel and Hamas. The U.S. and Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield had vetoed that, saying it would only embolden Hamas. That led to days of high-level talks over how to avoid another veto. The U.S. today joined Russia in abstaining, allowing the resolution to pass 13-0. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Supreme Court says it will not immediately take up a plea by special counsel Jack Smith to rule on whether former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted for his actions to overturn the 2020 election results. The court revealed its decision on Friday. The issue will now be decided by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, which has signaled it will act quickly to decide the case. Special Counsel Jack Smith had cautioned that even a rapid appellate decision might not get to the Supreme Court in time for review and final word before the court's traditional summer break. Health officials in Hamas-run Gaza say the Palestinian death toll there has surpassed 20,000. That figure was released Friday. It is the latest indication of the staggering cost of the war as Israel expands its ground offensive and ordered tens of thousands more people to leave their homes. The deaths amount to nearly 1% of the territory's pre-war population. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In Nazareth, the town where Christians believe Jesus lived much of his life, Christmas celebrations have been scaled back in solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. Henry Wilkins reports.
This year, the streets are empty. The Christmas tree is nowhere to be found. The Reverend Simeon Bachali, the priest here, explains that Christmas celebrations have been scaled back this year in solidarity with Christians and Palestinians in Gaza.
It's a very bad situation, very sad situation. We see the thousands of people that died, children and babies.
Christian leaders in Nazareth and many other Israeli towns and cities, including Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus, have coordinated to scale back celebrations this year. Henry Wilkins, VOA News, Nazareth, Israel.
France has completed the withdrawal of its troops from Niger after they were asked to leave by the country's new military rulers, ending years of on-the-ground support. The withdrawal completed on Friday has raised concerns from analysts about a gap in the fight against jihadi violence across the Sahel region of Africa. President Emmanuel Macron, however, said France would remain involved in the Sahel region, in Sahel, although in a different way. In West Africa, Niger was seen as the last remaining Western partner in the decade-long fight against jihadi groups that have seized territories, massacred civilians, and battled foreign armies in the Sahel. Some senior citizens have a new companion to help them combat loneliness, a robot. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The device is called LEQ and looks like a small table lamp. It has an eyeless, mouthless head that lights up and swivels.
That's a wonderful perspective to have.
83-year-old Deanna Dezern was one of the first to get one.
I could say things to LEQ that I won't even say to my grandchildren or to my own daughters. I can just open the floodgates.
Dezern says LEQ comforted her when her friend died.
I've been asked, doesn't it feel like you're talking to yourself? No, because I get an answer.
LEQ remembers each user's interest and their conversations, helping to tailor future chats.
It makes getting older more bearable, a lot more bearable.
But a university psychologist worries LEQ may keep some seniors from seeking out human contact. I'm Ed Donahue.
The latest work by elusive artist Banksy was taken down less than an hour after he confirmed its installation on a London street corner. Witnesses shot photos and video Friday of a man with bolt cutters removing a red stop sign with three military drones on it. People commenting on Banksy's Instagram account had accurately predicted it wouldn't be there long after the artist posted a photo of it. Some of his work has sold for tens of millions of dollars. A witness says people watched in awe as a man climbed atop a bicycle and removed the sign. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA.